Larry Sullivan in... And now, the popular motion picture star, Barry Sullivan, in Masterpiece, a drama of the unexpected.
It was raining that afternoon. The old buildings of Lower Manhattan were crying. Their tears spattered in drops off the awnings, rushed out in streams from the drain pipes and gutters of the old brownstone houses. I was deep in the village, surrounded by art shops and sidewalk cafes and dingy apartment buildings that long-haired men and short-haired women called studios. I ought to have felt at home there, I guess, but somehow I didn't. Maybe Myra was right. Maybe I wasn't an artist. Yeah, but you can't kill a man's desire to paint unless you kill the man.
Got a match?
I hadn't even seen her standing there in the corner. She was wearing a man's slicker and a Windsor knotted tie poked out from the opening at her neck. She was trying awfully hard not to look like a beautiful woman. I reached into my pocket and pulled out a couple of kitchen matches. Here.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Going anywhere in particular?
Yeah.
Mind if I walk along?
What for?
Well, I like company.
I don't. So long, and thanks for the light, sister.
All right, so she was a character. You get used to that in my business. All artists are nuts. Yeah, but there was something about this one that... And I watched across the street. She turned into a broken walk that led up to a building marked Cora Frederick's Art Gallery. She pounded up four crumbling cement steps that were held together by a rusted iron rail and opened the door. Well, I had sense enough to come in out of the rain.
All right, mister, what are you selling?
Selling?
Look, I can smell a broken-down artist a block away, and you're it. Landscapes?
Yeah, a few.
And still life. They always paint still life. Well, where are they?
I haven't got any with me.
Okay, bring them in tomorrow. I'll see what I can do.
I started to thank her, but just then a flash almost in the dark room. She jumped, but I wasn't watching her. Something else caught my eye, a picture. A picture standing over by the window.
Oh, what are you staring at, mister? The place isn't haunted. It's old, but not that old. Oh, I see that painting over there. Funny, I never noticed it before. I wonder who left it here. I've got to learn to lock that door.
It was just a still life, some fruit in a bowl, painted with weird colors and distorted shapes. Nothing anybody would want, nobody with good sense. But when the lightning flashed, I knew that I had to buy that picture, even if it took my last dollar. And it did. Here you are, Cora. $5. Take it or leave it.
That's $5 more than it's worth. You ought to know that. You're a painter.
Well, then sell it to me for less.
You're a painter, but I'm a businesswoman. I'll take the $5.
Sure.
Here, I'll put a newspaper around it. Mustn't let a masterpiece get wet.
Yeah, thanks.
Say, I'd better find out your name. You'll be the first person to own a genuine O'Hara. Juan'll want to know who you are.
Glenn Clark. I live over on 3rd Street.
Well, here you are, Glenn. I'll see you tomorrow. And I hope the stuff you paint is better than the stuff you buy.
By the time I got home, the storm outside had stopped, but there was one inside waiting for me at the top of the apartment house stairs.
Glenn Clark, where have you been?
Myra was shouting, but I wasn't paying attention. I was used to her nagging. I'd been listening to her for 7 years now, and maybe, well, maybe just by accident, just because of a rainstorm and a flash of lightning, I'd find a way to shut her up. It happened to other people before, a lucky break that made a difference between Greenwich Village and Park Avenue. Well, heaven knows it's my turn.
Now, what have you got there? What have you wasted your money on this time?
You just shut up for a minute, I'll tell you.
Oh, you'll tell me, all right. You'll have a good excuse. Well, if you spent this week's rent again, I'm going to leave you. Do you hear me, Glenn Clark? I'm going to get a divorce.
Shut up, Myron, go inside.
Don't you dare!
I said go inside. Now, listen to me for a minute. I bought this painting. It took my last $5.
You mean that you...
Now, listen... If I'm right about it, we'll have enough $5 bills to paper this whole room. Here. Wait a second now. Just take a look at this. There.
No. Graham Clark, I always suspected you weren't in your right mind. But I didn't think you'd go as far as this. This monstrosity, why, it's worse than the stuff you paint.
Thanks for the compliment.
It's funny, isn't it? Just hilarious that you should spend our last $5 on a horrible-looking still life. Well, go on, Glenn. Why don't you laugh the way I've been laughing? see the joke? Well, I'll show it to you. I'll give you something to laugh about.
Myra, put down that knife.
This is what you brought home for dinner, isn't it, Glenn? Well, let's eat it. I'll cut it up, and we'll have it in sandwiches. With mustard, Glenn! With mustard!
Myra, stop it! I didn't buy this painting because it was pretty. Here, look at it under the lamp. See up there in the corner where the paint's thin? There's another picture painted underneath this one.
So what? We've got 60 paintings cluttering up the place.
Not like the one underneath. This is old canvas, Myra, very old. And the color in that corner, that purple. Only one man ever used that purple. And no one has ever been able to mix it since.
What are you talking about?
Only one man, Myra. Rembrandt.
Rembrandt?
Yeah. I saw it in the shop when the lightning flashed. I could tell then that the stupid fool who did this still life had painted over a Rembrandt. And he didn't even know it. No one knows it but us.
Oh, no. Things like that just don't happen.
They happen all the time. Every year someone stumbles across a masterpiece. Well, this year it's our turn. Do you know what a Rembrandt's worth, Myra?
Well,
at least $100,000.
But, Glenn, isn't it ruined? I need the other picture on top.
No, I'll take it off. And I won't touch the Rembrandt when I do it. There's a special preparation. Look in my coat pocket. I got the paint store to give it to me on credit. Go on, get it, Myra. And I'll show you what a masterpiece really looks like. Wait a minute. Myra.
Yes?
Take the painting into the bedroom. I don't want anyone to see it.
All right, Glenn.
Coming.
Hi.
Oh, it's you. What do you want?
I thought I'd look at your paintings. Mind if I come in?
I don't keep my stuff here.
Oh?
Anyway, I'm busy right now.
All right. Then I'll give it to you straight. I want that picture back. It was a mistake. I shouldn't have sold it to you.
Yeah, but you did sell it.
And I'll buy it back.
It'll cost you more than $5.
How much more?
Oh, say $100.
$100?
You didn't let me finish. $100,000.
What?
Well, everything's going up nowadays. They call it inflation.
I call it robbery.
That's it, Cora. $100,000.
You don't think I'd really pay anything like that for a silly little painting. Especially when I
was watching
it
closely enough. I didn't see the gun until it was pointing at my stomach.
Now, get that picture, Glenn. And no argument.
Yeah. Well, I guess my price has come down.
They call that deflation. Get the picture.
It's right in the
picture. Oh, why, you dirty rock!
Drop it or I'll break the wrist. Drop it. Let go. Let go of that gun. Yeah. Now, do I call the cops or do you leave? She left. I watched her clatter down the stairway. Then I closed the door. Well, my hunch had been right. The painting was real and valuable. Little girl art dealers don't run around with guns chasing after $5 still lives. I went into the bedroom, laid the picture on the floor, and started in with a rag, some fluid, and a prayer. An hour later, I was finished. My hands were sweating and my head was spinning around and round, but right in the middle of my brain was a beautiful picture. A portrait by Rembrandt. A masterpiece.
You think the story is over, don't you?
But wait. Fate takes a hand. Wait. Or...
The...
And now, Barry Sullivan in the surprising conclusion of Masterpiece, a drama of the unexpected.
Who is it?
Me, Cora.
Haven't you had enough?
I want to make a deal.
All right. I've got your gun. Come on in.
You still got the painting. I want it. I'll pay.
The price hasn't changed.
$100,000?
No sales tax.
Well, I guess it serves me right for not recognizing a masterpiece.
I was just lucky.
I'll say you were. Right after you bought it, my partner came in. He left it in the shop, intending to hide it for a...
You mean it's hot?
My partner isn't always too particular where he buys his art. Well, let's have it.
The money first.
Sure. You'll have to take a check.
How do I know it's good?
You can call the bank. My partner has a large account.
Yeah, I just make it out to cash. And don't forget any of the zeros.
Don't worry, I won't.
Well, here it is. I didn't tell you. I cleaned it up.
Cleaned it up? What are you talking about?
The picture.
What are you trying to pull? That's just a copy of a Rembrandt. Where's the Gauguin painting?
Gauguin?
But I thought it was painted over.
Oh, you stupid fool! So Tom couldn't afford new canvas. He took the stuff students had used when they copied the old masters. Then he painted over them. Do you know what you've done? You've destroyed a masterpiece.
Masterpiece starred Barry Sullivan and featured Inez Seabury and Marlo Dwyer. This is Hal Sawyer inviting you to listen again soon when another of your favorite motion picture stars meets
the unexpected.